club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the day for Friday, September 25th, goes to NBA legend Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is one of the hosts of one of my favorite TV shows, Inside the NBA. He was on TNT last night, and he had this to say in regards to the Breonna Taylor verdict. Let's listen.
I am worried that we lump all these situations in together, and I feel just bad the young lady lost her life. But, you know, we do have to take into account that her boyfriend did shoot at the cops and shot a cop. So, like I say, even though I'm really sorry she lost her life, I don't think that we can just say we can put this in the same situation with George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. I just don't believe that.
Sir Charles, in the words of me, Leonard McKelvey, but I guess now Dave Chappelle, since he used this phrase the other night at the Emmys, shut the F up forever. Okay? I don't understand, much like Tory Lanez, why right now Charles Barkley is talking. Well, I take that back. I understand why he's talking. It's his job, as it is mine. But if you're going to talk about a situation like this, could we deal with the reality of the situation? Could we deal with the facts of the situation? Simple and plain, Charles. Breonna's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, is a law-abiding citizen who has never been arrested, ever. He was a legal gun owner who thought someone was breaking into his house. There is not a gun owner person on the planet, all right, especially here in America, who would not have done the same thing. He literally fired a single shot, one shot downward to scare what he thought was intruders. Charles said her boyfriend, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, shot at the cops as if he was just in his crib, saw it was the police, and started recklessly busting. No, that's not how this went, Charles. I am a black man from South Carolina, born and raised, Geechee to the core, and I totally believe in the Second Amendment. We all have the right to keep and bear arms. Kenneth Walker was a legal gun owner. He was doing what the Constitution says Americans can do. But sadly, Charles Barkley, like so many white folks in this country, doesn't think the Constitution applies to black people. That can be the only excuse, Charles, because I don't see why you would get on TV and paint a picture of Kenneth Walker in this way when the reality is even that crooked-ass judicial system in Kentucky originally charged Kenneth with attempted murder of a police officer, and then those charges, that indictment, was dismissed without prejudice. Now, Charles, I don't know if you know or not, but Kenneth Walker has filed a lawsuit. See, Kenneth is seeking immunity for firing one shot that injured a Louisville officer the night the search warrant was executed. He is seeking immunity under Kentucky's Stand Your Ground law, which protects anyone acting under self-defense. Contrary to your popular belief, Charles Barkley, Kenneth was acting under self-defense. As Kenneth said, Breonna and I didn't know who was banging on the door, but the police know what they did. The charges brought against me were meant to silence me and cover up Breonna's murder. Do we have that audio clip? Can we play that?
I was laying in bed with Breonna around midnight watching a movie. All of a sudden, someone started beating on the door. They refused to answer when we yelled, "Who is it?" 15 minutes later, Breonna was dead from a hail of police gunfire, and I was in police custody. The police arrested, jailed, and charged me with murder of a police officer. I was raised by a good family. I am a legal gun owner, and I would never knowingly shoot a police officer. Breonna and I did not know who was banging on the door, but the police know what they did. The charges brought against me were meant to silence me and cover up Breonna's murder. For her and those that I love, I can no longer remain silent.
That's right. The charges brought against me were meant to silence me and cover up Breonna's murder. A cover up, which no one seems to be talking about, Charles. If you're going to use your platform to chastise somebody, chastise the police, chastise the judicial system. Ask some questions. OK, why do we always have so much smoke for each other, even when we are victimized, but don't have no smoke for the actual people victimizing us? Now, I'll be the first to tell you. Do I think the cops went in Breonna Taylor's house with the intention to kill a black woman? No. It was a series of events that led to all these mistakes happening. Cops ran in thinking they are running into some sort of trap house. A shot is fired because Kenneth Walker thinks there are intruders. Cops fire back because they think they are in a drug house with dangerous criminals. That's what I believe, and this is just a personal belief. But what I also believe is once they found out they actually killed a black woman and a mistake was made, they tried to cover their ass. And it makes it easier to do this because it was a black person. Look at the mistakes they tried to cover up. All the things they lied about. Charles, if you need a few facts for your next broadcast, here you go. Number one, no forced entry. Clearly, it shows that her door was busted open. Cops said they knocked. Why would you knock if you have a no-knock warrant? Two, the first police report said that she had no injuries, even though she was dead. Three, before they executed the search warrant, they sent the ambulance away. They're supposed to keep the ambulance on site. And four, the lieutenant lied on the probable cause affidavit, which was the basis for the no-knock search warrant in the first place. With all those mistakes made, nobody is held accountable. There is not a job in America where there aren't some consequences for making a mistake. In this case, a woman lost their life. That's a hell of a mistake. Someone has to be held accountable for that. Charles, clearly they gave you zero prep about this case before you went on the air last night. There is no way in hell you can't see the injustice in this situation. Charles, I've been following you for a long time. I remember when you were on Costas Tonight and you said that you carried a gun in your car every day of your life since you were 21 or 22, but you never had to use it. Well, Kenneth Walker did, and he shouldn't be punished for that under the letter of the law. Also, Charles Barkley, I remember, according to the LA Times, when you got stopped on the Atlantic City Expressway and got arrested for carrying a loaded handgun, you got charged with carrying a deadly weapon, but the charge was dropped because it was an illegal search. Do we have any audio of this?
I carry a gun.
You live in Arizona, where you can legally carry a gun.
Even when
right?
I lived in Philadelphia, I've had a gun. I carry a gun in my car every year of my life since I was 21, 22.
My point by saying all of that, my point by even bringing that up is, number one, you clearly believe in two-way. And so did Kenneth Walker. So do I. Only difference between you and Kenneth is Kenneth had to bust his gun because someone ran up in his house. Just like I'm sure if people would have ran up on you in your car, you would have defended yourself as well. Charles, we are talking about injustice, okay? Yes, you can put this in the same case as Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd because an injustice was done to Breonna Taylor. She was not a threat to the police in any way. At the least, it should have been second-degree manslaughter. But Charles, you clearly don't care about the facts. If you do care about the facts, you only care about them when it pertains to white people. You owe Kenneth Walker and Breonna Taylor's family an apology because you're implying Breonna Taylor is dead because Kenneth exercised his right to bear arms. If the cops aren't at fault here, then nobody is at fault here, and that's the way we should leave it. Charles, we already got America blaming us for the pain this country causes us. Let's not, as black people, victim shame and victim blame each other. Please let Remy Ma give Charles Barkley the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have attorney Benjamin Crump and Tez joining us. Tez Figaro. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.